the 1920s, though, while you were still married, that whole time you were working with your husband. You weren't working in shops.
No.
And so during that time, you weren't involved in unions.
No, I wasn't involved. But I would help sympathetically. Mm-hmm. I'm proud to try to do all the stuff to unions and everybody and everywhere.
So it was before 1920 and then after 1930 again.
Yeah.
Did you know Rose Pizzola and the women who were organizing the ILGW here?
Sure, I
knew
Rose Pizzola,
Were you involved in that big strike when you were organizing the ILGW in Los Angeles?
No, I wasn't involved in that, but I knew her. I knew Patty Lane. About 5-6 years ago, I was the representative to the IWD Women's International had a gathering. I was invited, and the chairman, I was invited as a delegate, Senate delegate. The chairman introduced me as the best known and the most active woman in Los Angeles. Then the picture I had in 1964, the Jewish Labor Committee gave me an honor luncheon. And I had all the officials from my union, from the International, Ladies International, from the county. I had the late Nathan's son, I don't know if he's doing, he's now representing the welfare of the county welfare. And they all spoke very highly of me when I reached away. And he said, this man from the county, from working there, downtown on Broadway there, he was there. So he said, Rebecca Augustus has never came out to talk for herself. She always came out to talk to somebody else. Exactly.
Now, was August your second husband's name?
August, yes.
What was your name before you were married?
Beck, B-E-C-K.
Rebecca Beck?
Rebecca Beck. It's called Becky Beck. Rebecca Beck. Yeah. And then, what's her name? Eugene Beck and my dad's and who Eugene Beck. And my son is married after Eugene Beck. He's named after Eugene Beck. Dad's, Ella's dad wanted to had a gathering for outstanding citizens. And here is one. He came to the union and he says, have you got an outstanding citizen? I said, why, of course. It was back in August. So here I have. We had the gathering at the city hall, quite a big gathering.
Were you, during the big fight between the right and the left that was going on in the unions in the 20s, you weren't involved in that at all?
I wasn't involved, no, but because I wasn't with it. I was very much opposed to the left, and the communists wanted to take over, and I was opposed to it. But I wasn't working there at all. 1964, I was sent as a delegate, not as a delegate, as a guest. New York, the 50th anniversary of the amalgamation. The secretary, he's retired now, Rosenblum was secretary. He said for me that I should come to you.
Now, while you were involved in the amalgamation, were you, the chair lady of shops you were working in, or were you a business? Were you?
No, I was not a chair lady of a shop. I never did that. I never had time for anything like that. But I was chair lady of the retired members club. And after I retired, I used to come up to the union because the union was like my second home. And I used to come up there and sit there and. What am I to do? What are you going to do? So there's a few others sitting there and I said, how about joining a club? Don't you think you ought to have some kind of a a retirement club, a retirees club or something. And somebody said, yeah, that would be a good idea. So I went to Jerome Posner. Jerome Posner was manager then. I went to Jerome Posner and I said, Mr. Posner, I wonder, could we have, I said, a little, again, join a little club here and have meetings once in a while. He says, sure, go ahead, Rebecca. Place is yours. He said, we'll help you, go ahead. So we were five people and we started a club. The retirees club. And now we have about 500 paid up members. We have more than that, but we think of.
But while you were still working then, were you involved in any of the price committees or anything in your shop connected with the unions?
Well, I was on the drawing board. I was on the union committee. Union bank. I was on that committee. I was on all the committees. Whatever there was anything for, I was on the committee. I couldn't help it, you know.
When were you on the joint board? When was that?
I was in Joan Bowen, long before I retired, maybe 1935, 1936, 1937, somewhere. I only know that whenever there was any kind of a committee of any kind, I was there. That's all.
Were you on the executive board of the Amalgamated Ever?
Yes, uh-huh. I'm sure. I'm on the executive board from the five members club. I'm an honorary chairman, because I've been chairman, and I turned the chair over to this man almost 23 years. I was on and off chairman. See that trophy I got?
Mm-hmm.
I was 13 years chairman then. That one standing up, the big one, trophy. And as I say, whenever there was anything at all, I was there. I couldn't do that. But I wanted to know, they put me there.
Now earlier, before you the Amalgamated, in the earlier Garment Workers Union and things, were you involved directly in that union?
No, I didn't, and then I was not involved. In the Seattle, Washington, they had what they call the Garment Workers Union. No, I wasn't involved in them at all. I didn't know it. And I was there always. I was always traveling around. I was a wandering Jew.
Was there a reason that you were traveling around so much?
Huh?
Was there a reason that you were traveling?
Yeah, there was a reason. Because in some place, like, I couldn't get a job here. And I think my husband was also one of those kind of restless kind of dogs moving around from one place to another. When I had my first husband, he went out to Alaska to try make a better living than he could make in Seattle. You know, they had a child and wanted to have to make a home to live abroad in Seattle. Try and then, you know, get your money and really die. And I had to bring my child out. And he was. That's my son. That's him. Mm-hmm. My eldest son.
Mm-hmm.
See, they were taking care of him.
Now, was this at the home colony?
That's
the picture.
Home. And about every other week I'd come and see him.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was working, you see. And I used to go over in my porch, and his little boy used to be a little symbol from there to Seattle, to Tacoma, from Tacoma, take the big boy to Seattle. But that little boy would go on and the waves would beat against the wall. I said, as the waves beat against the boat, so the cry of my child beats against my heart. Because he would cry when I go away and cry. So,
Maybe next time I could borrow some of the pictures from you for a couple of days and take shots of them.
Maybe I'll have some more.
Okay, maybe you can find some.
And now when I came here, as I say, in 19, I couldn't stay by myself anymore. I couldn't do anything for myself. So my children's mother wants to use you. How long are you going to wait? So I made an application here. And all I had, all the weapons I had was from the union and the work, I belonged to the working circle. And they wanted me to give them some money, but I had no money. I said, I haven't got any money to give them. How could I have money? So the manager here, at that time, he was a manager, called up, what's his name, Leonard Levy. You know Jen, you know Leonard Levy, or
I'm talking about him.
Well, Leonard Levy knows me a little bit. So he's the vice president of the union, see, of the amalgamation. So I happened to be at the office when this man from here just called him up and he says, well, where is all that money that Rebecca made? He answered him, he says, all the money in the world couldn't pay for what Rebecca did. You see, and I mean everything for nothing. I never get paid for anything. That was it. And so they brought me in here. And they gave me.
You became involved, I see in that picture that you were involved in the Workman's Circle already in 1926.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
When did you become involved in the Workman's Circle?
The Workman's Circle? When I came into America in 1905. Yeah, they started in 1900. Their first organized in 1900. In 1905, when I became, a little bit acquainted with activities, so I joined the Workman's Circle.
And were you involved in the Workman's Circle when you came to Los Angeles?
Oh, yes, ever since. And now when I came here, and I often told them that we allow, you see, all that we get, all our incomes, goes to the home. You know that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Every penny that you get goes to the home. And they allow you $12 a week. The fact, before I came in, there was $10. And when I came in, I began to kick. They did as well. So they get $12 a week. So that $12 a week, a month of me, how long could I keep on? So I wrote to the Working Circle, they had to pay dues every monthly dues. So I wrote to the Working Circle, Mr. Stern, William Stern, and I told him. I said, look, I said, I'll have to resign. Because, I says, it's impossible to keep up. He says, Mrs. Oggins, you'll never resign from our union, from our offices. As long as you live, you'll be a paid up member. And I said, what is it that a pay? You're a paid up member as long as you live. They said, I get their literature and everything, and I had quite the right up in one of the magazines about me, thank you. And that's it. So you see, and now you see, now again, I'm still a fighter. We now, with all the prices going up so high, and we had a lot of $12 a month. Yeah, after that, we have to buy our own clothes, shoes. If I want a little audience or a little this, I have to go and buy it. You know, after all, just a human being, you go out in the little market, you buy a little Maserati. Before you know it, it's $60. So I say that as I'm not here on the council, I'm a member of the council here. So I brought up the question of a little raise. You should do at least another $3, make it $15. Oh no, they couldn't do it, and so on and so forth. I said, well, Why not?
Oh.
So the chairman, the president answered us, and Mr. K is president. By the way, I got an award from them. So he said, if we allow people 3 dollars a month more, we'll have to exclude 3 people from coming in. I said, what's that got to do with it? The overhead expense is the same, whether you have a 300 or you have a 303. The overhead is the same. The only little difference would be in the food. And I said, the little food that we get here is well paid for. What we pay for our food. For me, they get almost $300. My uni gives me $85. My social security. And then they take from the county. You see? So I'm a fighter, I'm super fighter. But now it's we have to have a big fight, and now it's going to, they have to take it out of the board.
Now, did you remain a socialist all those years then?
No, I don't. I'm not connected with any party, any political party, no. I'm not connected with it. Any Connecticut. Of course, I'm a Democrat. I wouldn't vote for Nixon.
When, did you keep your affiliation with the Wobblies too, or did you, as they...
Well, the Wobblies died off. The Wobblies died off. They the Wobblies left nowadays, and they all went, you know, we all became, what might say, humanitarians. What's good for the welfare of the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course, I'm not a communist. Yeah, I'm not a communist here, but I'm not. And that's about it. We're the same. You see, this thing we hear, this people they call them. I think that we have an art class. So these are some of the pictures I
did. Oh, these are yours?
Yeah.
When did you do these?
Well, today is Monday. We have Mondays and Wednesdays our class from 9 to 11, and then from 1 to 3.
Oh, you missed your class today?
Yeah.
Oh, I could have made it another time.
No, it's all right. It doesn't matter. No, it's not so important.
Those are very nice.
So I sent out the pictures, and I drew a picture. It's in the, it may be in the place, I don't know, but it's the other down the union, and the saints of the woman's, libertarian, there's a club down, I don't know, a woman's knee. Anyway, I wrote a picture, a drew picture, a woman standing on the platform, talking, saying, down with hatred, love and all mankind. A big picture. And I sent there. He took it. It was a demonstration at our meetings from our WIO. They took pictures of it. They talked about it. They said in the paper about it. And now at the Southern Union, they took a picture of me holding it. So I don't know. They may have.
I'm going to be going down there during the week. I'll probably.
Yeah, going to Ruth has
it. I'm going to see her.
Yeah, good. And she has a picture of it. Yeah.
During all of you know, the years when you've been a fighter, did you ever identify yourself mainly as a woman and become involved in the fight for women?
No, I have not. I've never been a long journey there, suffrage as a woman. Mm-hmm. I mean, in general, whatever this is. Any kind of, I'm with them, but I was so involved with the unions and with the working circle and then with the Jewish Labor Committee and all that and so on. But I am with the suffragists.
Did you ever feel at any time in all of your union activity that because you were a woman, you were treated differently, or that you didn't get as well paid, or anything like that?
Well, as I said, when that time in Seattle, you know, when I said, when it was a 48-hour law for women, well, there I fought. I wanted that to secure equal rights, or the men should have equal rights now, you see. So my mom was fighting, and not directly, but indirectly.
When did you yourself become a citizen?
Huh?
When did you become a citizen?
When I married my August.
Oh, he was a citizen, and you
was a citizen, yes.
And you became a citizen under
yes.
his.
Mm-hmm. Here's a card that I got from Roosevelt, and I Jim Roosevelt was quite active in the evening, but I'm against him now. Oh, he's on it, you know, so. So when his mother died, I sent him a congratulation, a condolence card. And this is what he sent me, a letter, you know. To the literature we had yesterday at the meeting from our league. Had a meeting yesterday. If I Nancy said to me once, Rebecca, why don't you write a biography, right? Because he lived through so much fun. And well, I can, I have the energy. And then I forget, my memory is failing me. I forget the dates and times and the names. Like last night was talking, I read a little article about Lou Levent. And I couldn't think of his name, And then all of a sudden, Ariel, she spoke for us once at our working circle meeting we had. And I couldn't think of his name.
At the Workman Circle or Union 2?
The Union of Workman Circle. When I became the first, you know, when we first organized an entire club, and I was chairman, for 2 years I was chairman, and they didn't like it, the men didn't like it. They run the mother and father, you know, this is, they get back it, they don't like the chairman, they don't want a woman chairman. They sent to the woman, so they got another man, and he died, and then I took over again.
Did you find, when you were younger, did you find that true also, that they resented you because you were a woman?
Yes, sure, I found that, yes, yeah.
In the union too?
Yeah, in the union, and wherever I went to different places, you know. Not a parade, what are you parading for? What is, it's like a lawn, somebody, I told you, the mayor came from in Seattle, and says, a young woman like you, what do you want to interfere with our business?
Did you feel, in the union, were you one of the very few women also involved, active?
And one?
In the union, like on a joint board and everything, were there other women?
There was a few, not many, a few. There's a few. There's one there when I got the age, there's one woman there, that's about all.
But it was
almost
always all men.
Yeah, all men, yeah.
Did they resent you earlier too, do you think?
Well, no, they didn't resent me, no. I didn't feel any resentment at all. But I always said, why don't we have a few more women? There weren't there. How can we do? And then that's why Leonard's wife calls me a rarity. was always in for something, you know.
Well, there weren't as many women in the Amalgamated as in the ILGWU, though, were there ever?
Yeah, they are. Oh, yes, they had a lot of them in the ILGWU. This Emma Goodman, now, I think she's now in the Jewish Labor Committee. I just got a letter from her the other day. They had a birthday party for one of our members. She was 95. So she sent me, and I was 90 about the same time. So she sent me a letter from Compton to his birthday. Emma Goodman, she was a secretary, but she was a paid. She would give the work for patriotism, a paid secretary for the Ladies International. And there was a lot of people that were, women were jealous of me, a lot of women were jealous of me. I couldn't help it. I didn't ever push myself.
Why were they jealous?
Why? Because I'm a woman and I'm in this and I'm in that. I'm in this committee, I'm in that committee. when Rosenblum sent for me for the Amalgamated, the 50th anniversary, he called up and said, at that time, Harry Clark, he says, we'd like to have Rebecca August come to our convention as a delegate. Not a delegate, as an invited guest. So there was one woman came to the office and she heard that and she made a picture. Well, yeah, I was active in the union too, why shouldn't I be? So what could he do? So he said, no, I didn't work it. But she never went to any of the meetings.
Did you feel this early too? Like in Seattle, did you feel that?
Oh, yes, in Seattle too, because I was the only woman. And you can see on that there, on the mainland. Because there was a few women there. There was quite a few that later came in here. There was Kate Sadler. She was very active. And there was another woman. She was French. I forget her name now. I'm not to know. She was very active. But that's a little... There weren't very many.
How did you feel about very often being the only woman?
Well, I didn't care. I didn't mind it. I think that thing, I think another instance in 1919, after the First World War was declared, I mean the end of the First World War. So we had you couldn't open your mouth in the war, you couldn't say anything, you couldn't have meetings to say anything. So we had a big meeting in Seattle, Washington, in the union, and I went up on the stage and I spoke and I with my big family. So there was a woman there, a friend of mine, she was a school teacher. She said, Rebecca, how could you have the nerve to go up on the stage with your big belly and talk? I says, what had that to do with my big belly? It's not as great to have a big belly. It's not as great to have a baby. See, they thought it was terrible for a woman to go off and stay and talk when she's got a big belly.
if you hadn't been pregnant, would it have been okay, or would they still think it was kind of
bad? Well, it would probably been okay, but the idea, I as a woman, and a pregnant woman, to have the nerve to come up and say, and I say to her, I says, now I says, this indigestion is over.
Because when Elizabeth Burley Clinton was in Seattle or Spokane maybe, in 1910 I think, during the free speech fight, and when she was arrested the first time, she was pregnant.
Yeah.
And they made quite a fuss about her going around and talking.
Yeah, well that's
pregnant.
It. Now this woman, the school teacher might as well. She says, oh, Rebecca, you have lots of nerve. How could you have the nerve to come up on this? I said, why? Was it a disgrace? Is it a disgrace to be pregnant?
What was the attitude of the Wobblies toward women?
The what?
The attitude of the Wobblies toward women.
Oh, yeah, they were very much in favor. They were very much in favor. Because they weren't... You see, it was the Wobblies up in Seattle, Washington. They were active in the lumber yards. Well, women don't work in the lumber yards, but they were very good. They welcomed women to come in to do some organizing. Yeah, they were very welcome. Yeah. But I told them, in fact, when I came there and asked them for some help, why, they were very glad to get the noise. Yeah. So we did, so they say, I'm 19, and I say, sometimes I say, I lived 119. But I have gone through it. Believe me, I can't remember half the time, but if I could sit down and remember all I went through. But this is worthwhile. As I said, and I answered when we had that party, I said, if I have lived to clean my neighbor's window to let a little sunshine come in, I have not lived in vain.
So you feel that you really have, that you've seen a lot of changes since you started fighting.
And I'm not sorry. Because of the same, as I also say, that through my activities, my children were hurt. I sometimes neglected them. They're hurt. In fact, my own son says to me once, Mother, why don't you take the bed and keep it at the union and stay there? Because I come home at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and get up 5 o'clock in the morning and go back to work again. And get up in the morning, make breakfast. So,
do you see that a lot of changes that have happened for women in all those years? Do you see changes?
Well, yes, I do. I see a lot of women now. We have now, I have the club, we have a lot of women that's quite active, very nice. And, doing very well, very glad. Okay. Yesterday I met a woman here. We had a concert for senior citizens, and one of them was a senior citizen. And she is a mother-in-law of Ethan Monroe. Did you know Ethan Monroe? Well, she is his mother-in-law. Her name is Bertha. She belonged to the work, to our amalgamating. And so she was glad to see me and so on and so forth. And she says, Rebecca, you look young and you look well. And she says, I think it's because of your activity. And she says, I admire you for your activity. She says, and I wish, and she trying to keep active. I wish I could keep up as well as you.
So the change that you see for women is that there are more women involved in things?
Yes, there's more women. Yes, there are more women involved now. It seems to me that they... Yeah. Yeah, because most of the pictures here I've got, I'm the only one on it.
The only woman?
Yes. Mm-hmm. When they gave me my wristwatch, and they would talk. Here's another one later. This woman, Sarah Cooper, she was also active in the union too. She helped in the shop and so. And when she retired, she's out. She says, you don't want to run into the union.
Are you, you're not in touch with her anymore?
No. Mm-hmm. And here, these ones, I covered him up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who this fellow is? This is Foran. The fellow, the first one who introduced the Social Security.
Oh.
Foran.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman is still active in the union. Yeah. And this is the whole union.
Mm-hmm.
Picture of the whole union with about 200 people there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you don't know the name.